Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
From BetMGM tonight, he is the one and the only Ryan Horvat. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Mitch, long time no talk. Great to hear from you.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I've been pretty good, man. I haven't seen you in years. Obviously, we follow each other on social media and we're Facebook friends.
It's true, crazy. True.
I'm on Facebook sometimes more than I'm on like Twitter or Instagram. I don't know if this is like a Midwest thing or it's just like a Wisconsin-Illinois because I'm on the border. I got family in Wisconsin, family in Illinois, which I know is frowned upon. Damn fibs.
It is.
But
it is what
I
it is.
Like most of my family and friends are on Facebook and like nobody's on Twitter or Instagram. I'm trying to get them to come over, but like
no,
everybody's
I think
on
that's
Facebook.
Real. I think that's real. I have struggled with activating my Instagram. Like I just can't get into it the same way that like if I open Facebook, I know what I'm getting. And maybe it's because, like, we're older souls in the Midwest or whatever it might be. But, like, I think that, like, Facebook is like a blanket. It's, like, it's cuddly. It's warm. It's safe. It's comfortable. And I think Twitter's kind of like that. Maybe it's a little more newsy and a little more. But, like, Instagram's just, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a suburban mom. I think all the suburban moms are on Instagram looking at pictures of their kids and of their pets. But, like, I just can't, for whatever reason, I just can't connect with it.
I always say that to, you know, like here at work, they want you to be active on Instagram. And I say the same thing to my wife. I'm like, I don't do really anything interesting. I feel like everybody on Instagram is like traveling. Like I'm sitting down watching games and looking at Josh Jacobs props and walking, pacing around my house because I'm a lifelong Notre Dame fan. And I've been taking crap my entire life.
Yes, you have.
A big game, join a conference. And tonight that opportunity is finally there for them.
We just had Ross Tucker on the show, and he's a lifelong Penn State fan, but he's taken Notre Dame to win. So we'll see how that one goes. I will also say the same thing about TikTok. Like, I'm on TikTok all the time, and I love watching what content creators do on TikTok. But every time I say to myself, I'm going to do a daily TikTok, man, I got nothing to say. I got nothing exciting. I never catch Karens in the wild. Like, where are all these Karens going crazy? Because I never get I want that to happen to me.
Well, if you want that, I think you got to come out where I'm at. You got to come to the East Coast, man. You're in like D.C., Maryland, you'll get that every once in a while. Trust me, you don't want that in your life. You don't need that drama. Just stay where you are. Stay off TikTok. I think we're like banning TikTok anyway or something like that.
That's the rumor. We'll see.
I think you got it made, man.
Weird feeling. Weird feeling. Josh Jacobs is going off for 155 yards and 3 touchdowns this Sunday. Tweeted by one Ryan Horvat 27 minutes ago. Ryan, bring us into that thinking.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the Jordan Love injury situation, which I think Jordan Love is going to be just fine and he's going to be on that field. But why tip your... Like, you know, I know Jalen Hurts is finally practicing for Philadelphia and the reports are he looks good, but Sirianni didn't really want to give anything away. LaFleur never really wants to give anything away, but there's a reason why you cut ties with Aaron Jones, other than he was 30 years old, and you spend money on a 26-year-old running back. It's for playoff games. It's for games against a team like Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, I really like them coming into the season, man. Every year I bet Green Bay to win the Super Bowl because I'm a homer, I'm a fan. But this year my educated pick was actually Philadelphia because they replaced the jabronis, right? Matt Patricia, out as defensive coordinator, in comes Vic Fangio,
yep,
a legend. You replace whoever was calling plays last year because the issue was they lost Shane Steichen 2 years ago. But you bring in Kellen Moore, and I really like the offense, especially when A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley are healthy. But the defense is the reason I like this Philadelphia team. I love what they did in the draft, man. I really wanted Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. I think I've been watching Maction, you know, Mac football my entire life. Quinyon Mitchell might be the best defensive back to ever come out of that.
He's been really good.
Just so dang good, man. And so you can't really throw the ball on this Eagles team. And they're pretty good against the run, too, but that's where you could hit them. So they run a lot of light boxes. And Josh Jacobs has the sixth largest differential in yards per carry against light boxes compared to heavy boxes. Philadelphia is using those light boxes at the highest rate in the NFL because, again, they're focused on stopping the pass, as most defenses in the NFL are. So yep, I think Josh Jacobs is going to get a ton of carries. That's why he had the limited workload last week. And I like this spot for him, man. He's been great all season long. I weirdly, Mitch, you know, I picked the Eagles before the season. I could see this being a bad spot for Green Bay. I could also see them going on a little run and getting hot. That's what I love about this team. They're the youngest team in the league. And you just, like last year, nobody expected them to go in Dallas and beat the Cowboys. I know it's the Cowboys and we call them choke artists, but they didn't lose at home all of last season, man. So I could see Green Bay keeping this one close, maybe even winning it if Josh Jacobs has that big game on the ground and they limit, you know, Saquon in the pass game. Because I think Saquon's going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, talking about Saquon and looking at, you know, whatever props he's got going on. I think it comes down to, you know, Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker, and can they make a difference against Saquon? Can they keep him in check?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. See, like, I was looking at Saquon's props. His rushing yards are so high because Green Bay has obviously struggled against the run this season outside the top 20. But I think they're actually going to commit to stopping the run, man, maybe put more guys in the box.
Yep.
I would stay away from that rushing prop. I mean, that's a high number for a playoff game. What I worry about, though, is him catching balls out of the backfield. And it doesn't really matter who you stick on Saquon this year, man. He's been so dang good. If you're the Giants, you have to be kicking yourself. You know, I know that people said he's only a running back.
I don't even think they're kicking themselves. I think they have no clue what they're doing. Like, I just think they're brain dead.
I mean, I think they proved that this offseason, bringing everybody back. I mean, it's a mess there, but Saquon worries me, and then the other guy that worries, I mean, everybody worries me. That's the problem with the Eagles, man. Let's say they do shut down Saquon Barkley. Well, then the problem is you got A.J. Brown, and you can't really play man defense against A.J. Brown, especially if you don't have a true shutdown corner, which Green Bay, unfortunately,
does not.
We're paying one. They're paying one, but they don't got one.
That's correct.
And if you do double or you use that bracket coverage on A.J. and you take away Saquon, then the issue is you got Devontae Smith on the other side. And anywhere else, he's probably a top, you know, he's probably the best receiver on any other team. So that's what scares me about Philly, but that's why I love playing these games, and that's what's great about the NFL playoffs. You just never know. I think one team's getting upset this weekend. I don't know who it is, so why not the Packers?
Why not the Packers, indeed? All right, so looking at the rest of the NFL slate, without picking your upset, because it might be the Packers, what else jumps out to you from some of these NFL games this weekend?
Okay, well, I like the Texans, actually, to keep it close, man. They've been a little bit of a mess this year. They were a dark horse Super Bowl pick for a lot coming into the year, a lot of people. I didn't see that. But, man, C.J. Stroud has really had a sophomore slump. The offensive line hasn't been very good. But, man, his numbers, like, he's outside the top 20 if you're looking at, like, QBR and a lot of these ratings. Why I like them, though, is that pass rush. With Daniil Hunter and with Will Anderson on the other side, they've combined for, like, 25, 26 sacks this season. And I think the Chargers are going to be really good for Harbaugh. I mean, they were good this year, but I think next year is their year. They're pretty young. I like Ladd McConkey. I think he's only going to continue to get better. But J.K. Dobbins is hurt. Chargers have some injuries. Nobody's picking the Texans. They're at home, and they're catching 3 points. So I had to take the 3 points. I don't know if they win the game, but I do think that they at least covered the field goal. And then another team that I think is sneaky is the Denver Broncos. I did not want to believe in Sean Payton and that team coming into the year. I did like Bo Nix, man. I said he's probably the most NFL ready out of all these guys because he's old. He's 26 years old.
Right.
He's played in the SEC. He's
that
played
makes
in the
a difference.
10, and he's got Sean Payton. And Sean Payton knows what Bo Nix could do, and he knows what he can't do. And what worries me about Buffalo, Josh Allen's been great this season. He's the reason that team won 13 games without a true number one wide receiver. But right now they're really beat up on the defensive side of the ball. Since week 11, they're like 25th against the pass. And now this Broncos offense is really heating up. I mean, I know the Chiefs laid down, but Bo Nix, another 3-4 touchdowns last week. I think Denver could keep it close. I think 10 was way too many points. I still think 8.5 is too many points. I think that might be like the sneaky game of the weekend where they keep it close. And then as far as favorites, if you have to lay a big number, Baltimore. I know they're trying to trap you, man. Like
they are, but Baltimore is playing well, and Pittsburgh's just a mess right now.
Yeah. Russell Wilson hasn't been very good for about a month. I think they keep it close if Justin Fields actually takes some snaps.
I agree. I agree with you.
So it's hard to pick against the Chiefs, but if anybody's going to beat the Chiefs, I don't know that it can.
Whether you want to
buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Be Buffalo this year because it's so hard to win in the playoffs in shootout fashion, and I just brought up their pass defense. The Ravens coming into the year lost so much, and their defense was a mess. The first 11 weeks of the season, yep. They couldn't stop the pass. They were almost dead last against the pass. All of a sudden, since week 11, they're number one. They made a couple minor changes. They moved Humphrey into the slot. They benched a couple guys. They put Ardarius Washington as their full-time free safety. And now they're the best defense in the league. They have Lamar out to prove a point. They have King Henry in the playoffs. Who wants to tackle that guy 30, 35
Nobody.
Times a game? I think that they're a good bet this weekend. I think they're going to crush the Steelers. And then we'll see what happens with Mike Tomlin, by the way. And then I think that there's a team that could actually beat Kansas City. I think, Mitch, I think they should have beat Kansas City last year, man. They had that game at home.
I agree.
Historically good defense.
Absolutely.
But they didn't run the ball. They dropped Lamar back 35 times. You got to run the ball against Kansas City. That's how you beat the Chiefs. You don't beat them throwing the ball.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, joining us, a longtime member of the team here at The Fan and friend of the station. Ryan, which do you like more? Do you like breaking down games, or do you like finding props that just, like, blow you out of the water because somebody messed up?
So what I do is I try to watch, like, every single game, even the disgusting games, like the Raiders and, you know, the Carolina Panthers, the teams that nobody wants to watch. And I just like to dive into the matchups and see, you know, every once in a while, like my co-host is really into the player props. He doesn't bet many sides or totals. I do bet a lot of sides. I bet a lot of totals. But I have got more into the player props, man, just because sometimes the numbers are just off. Like tonight, for example, the tight end for Penn State is the best tight end in the country,
yes.
Tyler Warren.
Yep.
His receptions, though, 5.5. That's a big number, man. Notre Dame has probably the two best safeties in the country on the same roster. And they only give up like a 27% target share to the tight end position. I think that they might look to take him out of the equation tonight. Mm. But I think 5.5 is too many. So I look for numbers
Sean, are you writing
wrong,
this down? But, you got that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
just
yeah.
making sure.
But at the same time, I also, you know, while doing that, I like to dig into the matchup. So I like it all. I love it with football. I used to be bigger on college basketball, man, but it's so hard to handicap now because the transfer portal,
yep.
NIL.
Yep.
The teams
totally
I like
agree.
Now in college hoops are the teams with all the old men, man. Give me the 5-year, 6-year seniors.
Yes.
Not the one and done.
Oh, Ryan, we are so on the same page with that. All right, I'm going to throw one out at you that I like. So what we do every week on the Mason Crosby Show is Tommy, Mason, and I pick 5 games, and then we always pick 1 extra game. I don't know why I didn't call you every week just to get like that 1 extra game from you. But one of the ones that popped out to me that I liked this week was the – I know it's a big number, but I like the Washington-Tampa over. I just – for some reason, I think this game ends up being a shootout, like a 32-27 type game. The over-under is 50. And I know Daniels is a rookie, but I just think that like this game goes high. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy, man. Jaden Daniels has been excellent this season. He's so dang good. I loved him at LSU. I bet him to win the Heisman, so I'll always be, you know,
so he's
a big
your guy.
Fanboy of his. But man, he's been so dang good this season. And I thought it was going to wear off and fade away a little bit because that's what Cliff Kingsbury does. That's why, like, I'm glad that we get this matchup because if I need a head coach and I can't have Ben Johnson and I need an offensive-minded head coach, so not like a Mike Vrabel or Pete Carroll, I want Liam Cohen, who's the OC right now at Tampa Bay.
Okay.
He's 31 years old. He came over from the college game. I said this weeks ago and everybody laughed, and now all of a sudden he's getting some love, man. That offense has been so fun this season. They have three really good backs, Bucky Irving obviously being the best. Baker Mayfield, I thought there was going to be regression because they lost Canales, he lost his OC. Instead, this is the best season he's ever had, man. He's top five in every passing category, and also now all of a sudden he's like Mike Vick using his legs. So I think that we're going to get a ton of points scored. It's hard to pick the side in this one. Now that I moved to D.C.,
yeah.
I mean, I'll never cheer against the Packers, but like the Commanders are a fun story, and it's a torture.
They are fun.
Base.
They are fun this year, man. I agree.
So I'm kind of cheering for him, but I don't want to cheer against Baker either. So I don't want to pick a side. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, I know everybody likes the over, and I know it's a high total. I don't see either defense getting stopped. So
right, it's a high total for a reason because both teams have really good offenses and are going to score.
Exactly.
You can't scare me away from that over, Ryan. You can't scare me away.
I never would. I never would. I never would. I think that's going to be a sneaky, not even a sneaky shootout. I think that could be like 35-32. I think that could be the final score.
I agree. All right, real quick, tomorrow night, Ohio State, Texas, essentially a home game for Texas. Ohio State favored by 6 in this one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one because I could actually like win some money, I feel, tonight. I think the side's Penn State, but I can't bet against my team. I just worry about these injuries for Notre Dame and now the flu, the norovirus. I know Sparky's dealing with some stuff right now. I dealt with it last week, man. It took me out for like 6 days. So
no fun. That is
Notre
no
Dame.
Fun.
But I love Texas tomorrow. Only because if you look at like the look ahead here was a 1.5-point spread. Now we got out to 6. And how we got out to 6 was Ohio State looked really good the last two games after laying an egg against Michigan.
Totally.
Nobody wanted Ohio State after that Michigan game.
Correct.
And Texas struggled to beat a really good Arizona State team who nobody watched until last week. So now I think that's an overreaction. Does Ohio State win the game? Probably they should with Jeremiah Smith and all those dudes on the defensive side of the ball. But Texas is way too good of a football team to be given 6 points. And Steve Sarkisian is one of the best play callers. I feel like we're getting this number two, and nobody wants to believe in Quinn Ewers. And I make fun of Quinn Ewers every once in a while. He has some stinky games, but he's a good college quarterback. And I think he's going to prove that tomorrow night, man.
You think so?
My shot here. I think Texas actually beats Ohio State tomorrow. I think Texas wins that game 28-24. And then Ryan Day, I can't wait to see what happens then. He should keep his job, man. This team's 2 wins away from winning the championship, but you know those fan bases, that fan base, I should say, and you know how it is.
They're crazy.
Michigan 4 years in a row. So I think Texas is going to pull the shocker tomorrow, though, man. I think
really?
They win that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to keep our eye on that. I think I believe the reports that somebody's already offered Quinn like $6 million plus to transfer to wherever it is. I don't know. It might be North Carolina. It might be Belichick.
That's what I want to see. I can't wait to see which. I mean, man, it could be anybody, right? It's getting a little crazy. Like, Tyler Van Dyke, God bless him. I thought we've seen the last of Tyler Van Dyke. Like, oh, no. He's at SMU making
how
money.
How is that possible? Like, really? Him?
Right? I know. So, some of these guys just don't give up, though, man, and, like, God bless them for their dream. And then the other one today, how about Carson Beck is leaving Georgia? We thought this kid's going to be the number one overall pick. He's most likely going to Miami. He's got Miami ties. He's dating one of those twins, you know, the girls that everybody likes.
Oh, the Cavenders?
But that's
they do a good job on the basketball court. They do a good job on the basketball court.
Yeah, I like their fundamentals for sure.
Yes, exactly. I'd heard Miami as well, but that was like that was a shocker when we heard that he was entering the portal. But I guess you know you want to be closer. Listen, South Beach is a draw for some of these kids, right?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, I'm 40 years old, pushing 40 years old. I'll go transfer. I think I got another year of eligibility, Mitch. I'll go play in Miami, man.
I hear ya. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. I had a blast. It was great catching up. It's been too long. We will definitely get you on the Mason Crosby Show because I know Mason would have a lot of fun. He's getting more and more into this stuff every day, and we will definitely get you on the Mason Crosby Show in the future.
In my wife, this is a true story. Everybody knows. Sparky will tell you. My wife is in love with Mason Crosby. It's
really?
Favorite Packer of all time.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We got the home and away Mason. Let him know that, though. So
okay. All right.
He is We went to the Hall of Fame dinner, man, and I was talking with Ellerson and Leroy and all the guys, and my wife was like, please let me go say hi to Mason. And I said, no, he is with his wife. He's with his family. You can't bother him. And she, like, is still mad about it to this day.
So I mean,
we got to set something
his
up.
His wife, I got to hang out with them last Saturday night in Nashville. His wife, Molly, is a peach. She is the best. I haven't met the kids yet, but he met our kids. So we have family plans, too. But, yeah, next time we're all together in the same place, we definitely will make that happen for the misses.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend, buddy.